Okay, we ran through the Rambam yesterday very quickly. We'll leave it, but we'll just go weiter because I don't think we should just cover some new ground today. Simin Tov Ches, page 546. Page 546. Seif Beis, Simin Tov Ches, Seif Beis. Ha. Maniach eruvay bereshus sayochid afilu hoysa medina gedolah kininve. You see, get credit. Ninve is mentioned over here. Avi afilu irchadev. Who was Ninve? Is which country? How could I forget this? Ninve is Ashur. The capital of Ashur is Ninve. Ninve coming up soon. Okay, Ninve. Vafilu ir chareva, even an ir chareva that is empty, a ghost town. Or in a cave. Haruya lido yoirin. It has to at least be roy for people to live in. Mahalach eskulu v'chutzla opayim amol l'chol ruach. So the rule is, when you make an eruv, when you make it's a simple halacha. When you make eruve tchumin, it's just like if you were living in that location. Let's say you did not make an Eruv Tehumin, and you're actually living in a city, living in Ninveh. And Ninveh is equivalent, make-believe, to New York City. It's probably a far cry from New York City. But make-believe, who knows, maybe it was even bigger, who knows. But whatever, but let's say you're living in New York City, so the entire city, the Tchum does not begin until you leave the city. So you're dealing with miles and miles. How big is New York City from end to end? I don't know the statistics. It's pretty big, New York City. What are the statistics? The whole New York City from end to end. Let's say you go up. Let's talk about the Manhattan. What? How?
Up from, to Inwood.
Inwood. So what? From where? Where do you start?
From the Battery to Inwood.
Yeah. So what? How long? How many miles is it?
So Inwood is around 200 something street.
So
below the Battery.
Let's say about 15 miles.
Yeah.
Sure. 15 miles.
That much.
15 miles. Wow. That's pretty big.
So I don't think it's not that much.
Google it.
All right, it's not important. Let's go further. You have a very large city. You're living in the city, so you can walk the 15 miles from end to end, and then your tchum first starts. Your tchum first starts after you leave the city. That's partial. We've been learning this all along. You live in a city, no matter how big the city is, the tchum does not begin until you come to the city limits. You get to the perimeter of the city, that's where your tchum is. And how big is the tchum? The tchum is 2,000 amas, so let's say it's 3/4 of a mile. So you can walk 15 miles to get until the end of the city. And then after you get to the end of the city, so now you have another 3/4 of a mile, 2,000 amas. But maybe when it comes to a tchum, maybe when you koyin a shvisa by putting down a loaf of bread, two loaves of bread, maybe then you don't have this great leniency of first having the entire width and length of a city plus your additional 2,000 amas. Maybe when you're not actually living there, you're sending a representative of yourself, a loaf of bread, box of matzah, you're putting it down, wrapped up in plastic somewhere in the middle of a city, whatever the situation is, you don't get the larger area to be included in your lumdish dalet amos before you begin your extended tchum of 2,000 amos. That is what the Mechaber is coming to reject. There is no difference between actually being koyin shvisa for real in the person or sending a representative to be koyin shvisa with a loaf of bread. If you put a loaf of bread in a house, it's a very large house, the 2,000 tchum does not begin until you come to the end of your house. Let's see some Mishnah Berurah very quickly. Bereshus Hayochid, Haynu B'makom Shemukh Shemukh Mechitzos, and must have Mechitzos. Afil Yerchareva, Haynu Shayba Doyorin Nechareva Mechitzos, Hachayim Nesharu. The wall always must be there. In order to be considered to be one large city, you have to have a wall. Haruim L'Doyorin, right? So Lema Afilu Ein Ba Doyorin Elashir Ru'uy L'Dira. D'im Ein Ru'uy L'Dira Ba Kogayin Shenivetzu Mechitzoseha Ayashrehi Nemucha Harbe Kayot Seba. Ein Nechsheves Karba Amos Moedin Alpayim B'makom Anochas Ayuf. Es Kula. The Chashvina Lo Kulo Ke'arba Amos, I'm reading Chavav, Sifka and Chavav. The Chashvina Lo Kulo Ke'arba Amos, V'chol Zeh Kishahoyu HaMechitzos Mukafos L'Shem Dira. Achein, Im Lo Hoyu Roichav HaKef. This is that we learned before way back. If the walls are not there L'Shem Dira, it's a field, baseball field. I could be today a baseball field. This is Ladira. I don't know. People maybe live there. I don't know what they do. They have Shemim who live there maybe 24/7. They have beautiful hotel rooms there, right? You go to the MetLife, Axarai. You told me they have like living rooms. They have beds, right? You can lie down. The suites. What? Suites. Look, even where I was, I'm just an ordinary guy. I went to the second level. So they have what's called the club. I asked the guard, where can I go to this? Where do you go to the bed? Go to the club. What's the club? So, I mean, a good chunk of the section, the middle section, you go out the behind. It's gorgeous. It's like a hotel lobby. Yeah. And the bathrooms there. I never saw such nice public bathrooms in my life. But you can't say it's Royal Ladira. The standards in that section, in that field, are, I'm sure, are far, far superior to the quality of life that they had in the time of Chazal. The luxuries in that section. Yeah.
The water? How does that work?
I don't know the answer. That's an Erev Shaila. That's an Erev Shaila. L'chayr it is. L'chayr you do have walls. The problem is you have the question of the Erev is the people. Is the 3 million people. L'chayr it appears the walls are not a problem. You have multiple sets of walls. You have the water, and you have bridges. They're all different lumdish ways to construct walls. Train tracks. Walls you have, yeah. But here
is more than just Manhattan.
I don't know the answer. But let's put... practical questions, I don't know. It's too complicated. But whatever the point is, let's say we have an ear. The chiddush is that if you put down your bread inside an ear that has four walls, you get the same set of rules that as if you're actually living in these mechitzos. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Okay, Seif Gimel. Hamaniach enuva b'secho ir sheshav aspo v'lo yoso klum. Let's say you're living in the city, right? You're living in the city, and you live on Avenue J, and you put your Avenue Z. So you want to gain something. You gain nothing. It doesn't make a difference. You're not going to gain. If you're living in the city itself, your machin, your tchum first begins when you come to the edge of the city. Edge of the city, you're not going to walk 2,000 amos. So you think for some reason, if I'll put my Erev, I'll make an Erev in the city, but at the edge of the city, instead of putting, I live in the middle of the city, so I'll put an Erev at the edge of the city. That way, somehow, maybe there's some type of longness I can extend the Erev more than I can normally carry. Doesn't help. If you're living in the city, your tchum does not begin until you come to the end of the city. If you now make an Erev, you put down a loaf of bread anywhere else in the city, it's not going to extend the range of where you can walk on Shabbos. It's not going to accomplish anything. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Zayin. Does he? It's accomplished. Next, Ein Moedim Imoka Meruvay. You don't measure from the place of your Erev. Ela Harehu Kibnei Hoir Kulam Sheyesh Lohem Alpaim Amal Choruach Chutz Leir. You have 2,000 amos after the wall of the city ends. V'chein Imnasan Eruvay B'Mekoymois. You put there B'Mekoymois Hamit Starfim Leir Shem Moedim Atchum Chutz Mehem. Let's say you put it in some extension. Now this according to the Ramah, this is the Mechaber, so it's not going to run according to the Mechaber, but according to the Ramah, what is a place that is an extension of the city, the Ibor of the city? The 70 and 2, we had a Machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. A very Yesoidoistic Machlekes, an essential Machlekes. Mechaber and the Ramah, where does the Tchum begin? The Mechaber is of the opinion the Tchum begins when you leave the actual city. If you have a city that has walls, for argument's sake, when you leave the city walls, that's where your Tchum begins. According to the Ramah, the bonus. You first get 70 and two-thirds, 70, let's say 71 amas, and then your tchum first begins. So let's say you put your Erev in, let's say according to the Ramah, even though we're reading the Mechaber, but let's say according to the Ramah, you put the Erev in the Ibar of the city, after 70 and two-thirds amas, do you get a bonus? Is there any bonus? No. Because anyway, the tchum would not begin until you pass the 70 amos, and that's where your 2,000 amos would start. Putting the Erev there is like you put the Erev in there, it's like living in the city. You accomplish absolutely nothing. Let's see Mishnah Berurah test. Hamitzav liyer perish. Biburo shaliyer. Let's say you put your Erev in the ibur shaliyer. For who toch shiv amos v'shirayim chanam simun the extension. The first 70, the extension of the city, the afilu im nasa, comes from a woman who's pregnant. A woman who's pregnant, her belly is the extension of herself, even though it expands out of her body. Bibur shal ir, v'hu tach shiv ma'amah v'shirayim, v'afilu im nasa noisa ba'amah achroina shal ibur, ein noistim lo, even if you put it in the very last amah, you gain nothing. Ein noistim lo, ha'arba amah sh'noistim l'sharm maniach erev l'tzad chutz, even the bigger chumrah. Normally when you put the erev, let's say you make an Erev. Where does the Tchum start? Four Amos after, you draw a box, let's for argument's sake, of eight Amos. You want to make an Erev Tchumin. So let's say you go 1,000 Amos away, you're sitting here, and you go 1,000 Amos away, and you put down a loaf of bread. So from the loaf of bread, that's when you begin to count your 2,000 amos. It's not really 2,000 amos, it's 2,004 amos. You first begin to count the 2,000 amos after the virtual box that you draw around your bread. So along comes the Mishnah and says, a chiddush. Let's say you have the ibur, you have the city. And the tchum is first going to begin, let's make we learn like the Ramah. It's first going to begin 70 amos after the end of the city. And now you put your air of your bread in the last amah, the amah number 70. So you'll say at least you should gain 4 amos. Under normal circumstances, if you kind of shvis in the city itself, so your air begins from the wall of the city, you can basically walk 2,070 amos. Because first is the 70 amos, and then begins the 2,000 amos. But in this case, I would suggest, since I put my bread at amah number 70, so I should be able to walk on Shabbos 2,074 amos. At least the Erev should give me 4 amos. Because wherever you put the bread, you draw a virtual box, and around that virtual box, you begin to count your 2,000 amos. Along comes the Mishnah and says, no, since the Ibor of the city is a chelik of the city itself, if you make an Erev in the city itself, it doesn't matter where it is. You're kind of shvisa in the city, and the chum begins at the end of the city. Whatever the end of the city begins, that's where the chum begins. Since the Ibor is part of the city itself, the chum begins at the end of the Ibor. So you have exactly from the city 2,070 amas. And don't say, well, since I put the Erev in amah number 70, I should now gain at least 4 amas, because normally you don't begin to count the tchum until after the end of the 4 amas. No! That's if you put your Erev outside the city, in an independent location. But when the Erev is being put within the city itself, you don't say that. Okay, let's go back to Dalit. Let's sif in this halacha. Dalit, nosan eruvay chutz l'tchum einay klumin. This we discussed last time. Sorry, this I want to use some of the dirashu. Let's say a person puts the eruv 3,000 amos away from where he lives. 3,000 amos away from this. You have a city, and you put your eruv 3,000 amos away. So now you're in a lot of trouble. So I told you that you're stuck. So it's not so similar. I told you was not 100% correct. I'm going to go through all the details right now. So here the person, Shabbos begins, and he puts the Erev 3,000 amos away. So you're in a lot of trouble. Manish, where are you? If you've been kind of shvitz, where are you? If you're going to be kind of shvitz 3,000 amos away, So right now, you're outside your tchum. Right. You're stuck. You can't walk more than Dalai Lama. You can walk in the city itself, because the city itself has a wall, but you're not allowed to walk outside the city even one amma. But that's not likely. A normal person wouldn't want to do that. A normal person wouldn't want to confine himself. So we say that Mistama, it was a mistake. And what he did, the air that's more than 3,000 amos away is bottle. It's nonsense. We ignore it. And you kind of shisa right here in the city itself. And you can walk 2,000 amos from the city. Now let's see the details of the Mishnah Berurah and the Dirshu to explain this in much more detail.
What did he gain by making?
Nothing. He gained absolutely nothing. He made a mistake. If you put your air outside more than 2,000 amos away from the city, you gain absolutely nothing. Let's see. Dalit. And then the Ramo says, V'yesh. Let's see. Lamed ein klum kevan sheim sheiav shaloi lahagia sham bein hashmashos shuzman kniyas. This is a very important principle which we're going to discuss in detail in the next simin. The zman, the moment when your erev tchum kicks in, is erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. That's the critical moment when the bread must be in existence. After that moment passes, it's no big deal if the bread disappears. So meachar shenasan chutz. So since at that moment in time you cannot get there, when Shabbos begins, bein the Arab is more than 2,000 amos away from where you are presently located, so there's no way in the world that you can get there, because you're not going to walk on Shabbos more than 2,000 amos. So the rule is, it's as if you did nothing. You have that Arab's bottle, and what are you left with? You're back home, and the Ramah says, you remain with the tchum of your bias. Amrinan, the mistama nichle likna shvisa beisa. You want to become a shvisa where you are. Kishain eruva eruv. When your eruv is done, if your eruv is not going to be a kosher eruv, you don't want to be stuck. You don't want to be stuck outside. Vayimash akasav to be sim tough yud aleph. The mishnah bruv ubei halacha. Let's go now to 20. And here he brings down the entire discussion here in the dirshu. He summarizes for us the entire discussion. Okay, let's see on the right side, number 20, Sham. Hevi shnei tamim there in the der halachi. He brings down two different reasons. Madu kesholach. There, the discussion is not with regard to a person himself. The issue there is where you appoint an agent. I'm appointing you. Do me a toiva. I'm not in the mood of going out in the rain to put down my erev. You go for me. You put the erev down on the ground somewhere so I can go on Shabbos 4,000 amos. You send a shliach, and the shliach, the agent, messes up. He puts the Erev too far away, 3,000 amos.
Why is that critical?
Because you're not making the decision. Because our case that we discussed is where if you make a conscious decision, I want to be kind of shvisa 3,000 amos away, then maybe there's a svara to say, oh, you want to be kind of shvisa there. So now when Shabbos begins, you're outside Yemakom Shvisa, you can't walk more than Dalet Amos.
So let's just like you.
No, not necessarily. A shliach, you only send l'sakunev lo la'av suyei. When an agent is always one step removed. So if an agent does something harmful,
you can blame him.
But if he does something good, you get all the advantages, all the milas. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to doing something yourself, you're always confined to exactly what you've done. You can't go say, I didn't mean this. That's the point he really brings out over here. So Shandir Hevi Shnei Tam Madur Kisholach Shliach. So we have to first know what the case is. We're going through the whole beautiful lungs. I'm reading from the Deer Shu, number 20. It's
If you look at the wrong side of the page, look at the left hand, look at the right hand side.
The right side of the page, right? Resh Ayin Dalid, right here. Okay, so there the case is a person appoints an agent to put down the Erev. Hevi Shetam Aduk Shal Shlich Lahanich Elo Erev Vinich Shlich Mokam Harachok B'yoyitzer Mel Payim Mibesek. And the agent deposits the bread B'mokam that's more than 2,000 amos away from his home. So there it's clear as day. There is no disagreement if the agent puts the bread down more than 2,000 amos away from your home. What he has done is meaningless. And the mishaleach, the person, is kind of shvisa in his home. For two reasons. Aleph. Mishum she'omdim estaita. We evaluate his mind. Shem lo yochol eruvay roitze likne shviso bebeso. We make an assumption that if the eruv is no good because he can't get there, a person would want to be kind of shviso in this. He doesn't want to be limited to dalet amos. He wants at least to be able to walk 2,000 amos in all four directions from where he's residing on Shabbos. Shabbos begins if the eruv is valid. Beis shekevan shem yochol eruvay lo yochol lozos nimukaymoi. I sent you for my benefit, not for my detriment. And if what you have done is good, if what you're doing is going to be good, that it's going to be a good shvi'is, so that means I can walk now on Shabbos more than Dalit Amos. Not to be able to walk on Shabbos more than Dalit Amos is obviously a bad thing. And you could say to the shliach, your shlichus is bottled. Now, the kasa of the ber halacha sham shalufiyat tam harisha. In according to the first tam, that a person mistam when the erev is no good wants to be kind of shvisa, gam im hu atzmoi hiniach erev chutz lealpayim shalo yigne shvisa bebeisai. So according to the first reason, the same thing will be true if you yourself put down bread more than 2,000 amos away from your bais. Why? Because the only reason why, under normal circumstances, it's not a good eruv is because I can't get there. What's the lumnus of the eruv? What's the yav? Man, we have to go back to the lumnus. Why is an eruv that's more than 2,000 amos away not a good eruv? Because where am I when Shabbos begins? Where am I located in Shabbos? I am. Can I get there? I can't. If you can't get there, you can't get there. You cannot. It's invalid. So that's going to be true. The same way that's true when it comes to a shaliach, it's true when it comes to myself. You know, the first time is you have to be able to get there. I cannot get there when Shabbos begins because I am not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos. The same way I can't walk more than 2,000 amos when my agent puts my bread more than 2,000 amos away, I can get there even if I put my bread more than 2,000 amos away. So since I can't get there, there's something fundamentally wrong with the Eruv. With this first approach, we're focusing on the technical way the Eruv works. Wherever the Erev is, I have to be able to get to that location when Shabbos begins. If I am here when Shabbos begins, the reason why my Erev is good when it's over here is because if I really wanted to, I can walk there at this moment in time. Since I can walk there, so we're going to say, Alumnus, that's really where I'm kind of Shlisa. But I can't walk there when Shabbos begins, because that's more than 2,000 amos away. So if I can't walk there, there's no way that can now take over and become my Makom Shvisa. That Lundis is correct, whether the agent put thy bread there, or even if I put the bread there Friday afternoon. Because right now when Shabbos begins at Bein HaShemashos, can I walk there? No. If I can't walk there, so that cannot now take over. But if, that's not the problem. The truth is, maybe I'll tell you the reason why the Erev has nothing to do with that. There's no such lumnus. Wherever the bread is, that's where you're kind of shvisa. But if that's true, then if I'm kind of shvisa 3,000 amos away when Shabbos begins, there's no lumnus I have to get. There's no lumnus. Wherever the bread is, I'm kind of shvisa. But that means when Shabbos begins, I'm outside of my mokum shvisa. I'm outside my mokum shvisa. I can't walk more than dalet amos. Oh, so now it depends. If you made a conscious decision that you want to be kind of shvisa 3,000 amos away, so be it. And now when Shabbos begins, you find yourself outside. That's it, you're outside. Only when it comes to an agent, when you can say to the agent, you messed me up. You ruined it for me. Now I'm confined to dalet amos. Can we say the entire thing is bottle? So according to the second tam, avlefi tam hasheni, the reason why by an agent is no good, it's not because of a lumdis. There is no lumdis. The reason why, if you want to be kind of true, some more than 2,000 amos away, because zunta hated it works. Sorry, imach mashloch chola hashlichos im huatzma yiniachas ha'eruv mishum harichok alpayim amo mimog mokam ben hashmashos bolo If I went and put the Erev down more than 2,000 amos away, it works. I don't want to be kind of shvisa where I'm located when Shabbos begins in my home. I want to be kind of shvisa where my bread is. Now I'm not going to be able to go move from my location more than an amos when Shabbos begins, where I myself put the bread down more than 2,000 amos when Shabbos begins. Halachalai is how we pass when we make them. Uladina kosav sham the behalacha shiachal lehakel v'lismech alatam harishain. So he's saying a tremendous chiddush. There's a very deep lamdash avod in understanding how a ruvei tchumen work. Halacha lemaisa is paskening the only reason why it's a two-step process. Every time a person makes an eruv eitchumen on Shabbos to walk more than 2,000 amos, it's a two-step process. Bein hashmasho survives. If I want at this moment in time, I can travel 2,000 amos. I can travel to where my bread is. And that's where I'll be during Bein Hashmashos. And in Mela, I'll be able to walk from there another 2,000 amos in any direction. That's where I'll be kind of shlitza. So since I can get there, I don't have to actually go there. I can send a representative. What is the representative? A piece of bread. But you have to go through the steps. You can't skip the steps. Since I can travel there, that can theoretically be my makom shvisa. So now the bread can serve as if I have traveled there and can be my makom shvisa, and from there will be my 2,000 amos in all four directions. Is that the lumdus? Or no? No such thing. You don't have to go through the steps. Eruvei tuchomen is a virtual halacha. Wherever your bread is, that's when you're kind of shvisa. If I put down bread in Japan, that's where I'm kind of shvisa. Mamish! That's where I'm kind of shvisa. I put down the bread in Japan, I'm kind of shvisa in Japan. But right now, where am I? I'm 10,000 miles away. So you're 10,000 miles away, so you're stuck. It doesn't have to be the Bein Hashmoshes. I have the ability to get there. I'm in Mela, we go through the steps. Lamai Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is if you have a Shliach, L'chor, there's no Nafkamina. Manavshach. Either the Shliach puts it down. I can't get this, holding this bottle. But if the lamdus is because that's what I'm kind of shvitz, so only by a shliach you can say to the shliach, you messed me up. I can't walk more than Dalet Amos. But if I myself make it known that this is what I want to do, it works. Halach l'maisa, the din of eruvei tuchum de be'alacha paskins is a lamdus. It's a two-step process. I can get there, because I can get the Bein Hashmashos, the Mela, I can now send a representative in advance.
2,000 amos?
What?
Even if it's more than 2,000?
No, only up to 2,000 amos. Right, exactly. The longest will mean only up to that. It's a very important halacha. This is it brings out the longest, the yisoid of the way of how Eruvei to Chomim work. This Chakira, the two dinim, remember this from Sefer Ervin. Chakira, the two dinim, how Eruvei to Chomim works. The Nafkamina, when you put down a bread tak and more than 2,000 amos, what happens? Do you still get back your original tchum, or you lose out? Nafkamina will also be with the Shliach. Okay, we'll stop, we'll take a break.